All right, so welcome back to another episode of our podcast after a nice long break. We're officially moved back into our house, but still using a temporary setup. But we're excited because this is probably the most exciting podcast we could kick it off with.
Oh, yeah. It is.
So to dive right in, we've got Kyle here, of course. Oh, there's a cord. Hello. Roy's here on mic, and then Deidre's here. So this one is about a pretty rad event. Yeah. Pretty rad. So kind of context of everything. Last weekend, we all headed down to Corbin, Kentucky, and they hosted the first ever Toge. Is that how you say it? Toge? Toge?
Toge. Toge. I don't know.
Get closer to that microphone, Kyle, so I can hear you beautifully.
Toge.
No, so they hosted the first Toge event, which if you don't know what a Toge is, Kyle explain. You probably know how to explain this better than me.
I don't really know, to be honest. You just drift down a long, curvy road, yep. I guess, a mountain road.
Scenic.
That's what I assume it is.
Scenic mountain. I'm adjusting you. So you look
Please.
Prettier.
I love it.
Speak to me. No, so basically what it was is Drift Indy. Thank you for this. Awesome. Edgar, yes. Dan.
Thank you.
TJ, Clay, everybody in the organization set up probably the coolest event. So what they did is they got years in the making approval to close down at literally a mountain road.
Yep. Yep.
In the middle of nowhere.
Kentucky.
Literally Kentucky.
Nowhere. Yep.
Literally nowhere. You guys, I wasn't there. You guys knew. Secret. Top secret nowhere.
Yep. We didn't know until Saturday. Like,
you guys were all... Kyle didn't even know he was driving. No. Kyle found out he was driving on, what, Saturday?
I was going to go home Saturday.
Yeah, you had to find a trailer, all this
stuff. But a hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Literally. But yeah, the context of it, so basically Toge is drifting public mountain roads.
Yeah, that's how.
It's pretty much what it is. I mean, it's not...
In a nutshell, that's what I would say.
Yeah, pretty much what it is. So me and Deidre didn't get to be part of it. We didn't get to go, but we got to live vicariously through these two. So that's why we have him to kind of talk through everything, let us know the ins and outs, because it's pretty freaking viral.
Oh, yeah. It was cool.
I mean, there was big names. I mean, Chelsea Denofa, Reese Marin, all those guys were there.
Yep.
So it was big. So... I mean, I'm going to dive in. I mean, first things first with YouTube. Kyle is getting, he's getting technical. He's like, how
we
can
said,
I handle this?
Let's test the mics before we start.
I feel like it's like right in my face.
If you tighten them.
How do you do that? I'm fixing. There we go. All right, we're good.
Talk into it.
Is it better?
It sounds better.
It sounds good.
When it's nice and close.
It does
sound
better.
Great.
Thank you.
This is how professional we are, just so we're clear about this, because, well... We're just a bunch of homies filming
like
in my kitchen.
The arm was in my face.
Yep. You're just like, it we're was too. I looked over and it was like, right up in your noggin. But diving in, so Toge, you knew going in.
Yep.
You had no idea.
Nope.
What kind of, I mean, knowing you're drifting on mountain streets, knowing you're drifting on public roads, the dangers, everything. I mean, what was going through your mind the entire weekend, entire few weeks leading up to driving this?
Oh, yeah. So I got a phone call like probably about a couple weeks, a month beforehand, and it immediately nerve-wracking. I'm like, oh, man. You know, they were hyping this up, saying that we're going to be going fast, and I had no idea what to expect. One, didn't know if my car was capable. Two, like, it was just going to be – they said it was going to be fast, so I was just so nervous for everything, and it turned out to be probably one of the best weekends of my life. Would you agree, Kyle?
Yeah,
it was sick.
Hands down.
Yeah,
were you
it was
like
cool.
Shaking in your boots like the entire time, like
oh,
knowing
yeah.
that it's happening?
Yeah, driving there just Sunday morning, waking up, easiest day to wake up in my life for sure. Yeah. I was up and at 'em, like it was a good time.
I mean, we got some driving in before that because we had the competition.
Yeah. Yep.
But then you guys dive straight in. Speaking of competition, this is what we got. This is a fun part of it. Is we talked about earlier. Kyle had no idea.
Yep.
No.
He was driving this.
Nope.
No idea to the point. So they had the Street League competition at Corbin Arena. They drove the event and everything. Kyle took second. I think should have been first.
But yeah.
You shredded. You ripped. Yeah. Kyle took second. Not only took second, Kyle took second in Hannah's car, who's hiding in the corner over here. Took second in Hannah's car on how good at tires?
Bald.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
bald.
Literally
like,
bald.
I just remember texting Kyle like right before his last rounds. I'm like, dude, Kyle, do we need to like change these or spray me? We should probably spray them.
I didn't think I was going to make it that far.
And then you got out and you're like,
bring enough.
We should flip these. And they're like literally showing cords.
Yeah.
You're like, drop them to 15 and flip them.
Yep. They were damn near flat during my finals.
Yeah, they were.
So you get second that way. And then how did you find out or like how did everything go down? You finding out you were going to be running this?
It was after, I think it was after the podium, Edgar came over to me And he's like, sorry you weren't invited. It was nothing personal. And then I don't know what he said. Somehow I just ended up in the group of drivers going to the toge.
I don't really remember. Put his arm around you, grab you, he's like, Kyle, come with me. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like a group formed, and Kyle's literally. Like, oh. And then you had to mad dash to get tires.
Yeah. Literally.
How did that work out?
Luckily, Cameron Stone, he offered me a pair during comp. I turned him down because I didn't think they'd fit, but I went over and asked him. He said he'll give me a pair. So he went over and had a pair of tires put on a spare set of wheels. And let me use them for the day.
And they look baller on the car,
they
too.
They did.
They did look good.
Yeah, they
look
good.
You might need to change things up a little bit.
Yeah. White wheels always look good.
They do.
They do.
They do look real good. Kyle's over here. If you see him gazing right now, we're watching a recent there's
I am.
Video live right now. So yeah. Kyle is entranced a little bit.
I just wanted to say, too, there was, like, so many, like, rumors about, like, just not knowing what was going to happen this weekend. Like, I heard, like, 30-mile-an-hour entries. I heard 100-mile-an-hour entries. Yep. Like, I heard so many things. Like, I heard it was going to be on, like, Tale of the Dragon. Mm-hmm. Like, literally just nobody knew what to expect.
They did a good job keeping it a secret.
They did.
Yeah, it was rumor city the entire time.
Yeah.
Because I remember we found out, like, people were like, oh, it's 100-mile-an-hour entries. And I remember Roy's like, oh.
That's terrifying.
No cage, right.
Yeah, and Roy's in here driving both of you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to say that, but no cage.
Yeah, no cage.
Kyle barely fits in a Miata.
Yeah.
I would have died.
At least if you roll, like, your head's your roll cage.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got a helmet. All I need.
It's safe enough.
Yeah.
So you guys get there Sunday. Kind of give me a rundown or give everybody a rundown. Like, how did it play out? Like, what happened when you got there? What time did you get there? Like, what was going on?
So already, like, the directions were, like, pretty vague going into Saturday. They literally just gave us an address and was like, oh, yeah, don't follow GPS because it'll take you through some twisty turns. If you got a trailer, it's going to be an awful time.
That's the way they went.
Is it? Because you weren't in the group chat.
Yeah, yeah, so we actually went up the road that we were drifting down in the trailer, and with a truck, we were like, oh, this won't be too bad. And then, oh, in the car, it was nuts. Like, our sight lap out, our first one, it was, I think Kyle can agree, it was way more than I expected it was
going to be. I literally did like 60 to 70 just gripping it up. Yeah. I'm like, this is stupid.
Yep, you have wide open throttle around the turns trying to see if the car would even slide out. I was stupid and still had the car gripped up from comp.
Yeah. What pressure were you running that entire time?
Oh, it was, when we started off, my first run was at 20 and I had the shocks fully down and I quickly went to 40 and then 45 and it was still too grippy.
What were you running, Kyle?
I street drifted a lot, so I already knew I didn't want grip. I aired him up to like 45 when I got there, and end of the day was at 70.
And see, I had like hardly any street drifting, like, so I did.
See, and that's one of the nuts parts about them having this event too, is you got some of these dudes who are, I mean, no doubt, extremely talented drivers, like some of the best easily in the Midwest, and if not, in some of the better drivers in the country, and that haven't ever driven street.
Nope.
Like you've done. We know your history.
Oh, yeah.
You've played a lot. We've seen the videos and seen all that. You don't have much.
No, not really, honestly. Other than this was the first time I've been outside of Killcare drifting, other than some roads by the house and stuff. But, like, first time track outside of Killcare, like, it was definitely an experience. I loved every minute of it.
That's insane. Yeah. I mean, it's just seeing, because I remember when everything came out, it was hush, hush, don't see those photos, blah, blah. But seeing even, like, a photo of, like, the road, we were like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, is this good?
Yeah, it was.
Like, are you going to be all right doing this?
Yeah, it was scary.
The picture looked kind of boring to me, and I'm just like, meh. And then I get there, and I'm like, I'm going to die.
Dude, straight up. Yeah, that was, like, my whole worry. Like, you guys showed up there, and me and Deidre are, like, driving home, probably like, eating breakfast, and I'm like, bro, are they good?
Yeah.
Like, are you guys solid?
I got there pretty early. We were one of the first cars in the little conference parking lot that we were in, just on the side of this road. And you could just tell in the atmosphere, everybody was so hyped for this. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was just unloading their cars pretty much immediately and was like warming everything up. Like, oh, yeah, we're ready.
How was that driver's meeting atmosphere?
Well, first of all, that was the first time I was ever on time to a meeting.
Yeah. But
first time ever on time to anything.
Yeah. But
probably.
The driver's meeting, I mean, it was pretty chill. Edgar was really strict about rules.
Yep.
And we were really strict on the schedule, too.
Yeah.
Mainly because of traffic being closed down and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Because
it was still a live street, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They closed the road down 45 minutes at a time.
Yep.
And then, like, every 45 minutes, they'd open the road right back up, let traffic through.
So you guys literally were like, that. So layout-wise, we'll put some videos in and everything like that. And leading into that, what was the layout like? Or, like, how was everything laid out with everything?
There was a first, like, the first turn was, like, a pretty, like, open sweeper, coming into like four sets of like mild hairpin turns, but they were still like pretty cambered, banked. Like you had to be very committed, wide open throttle to do them. And then it ended with another like wide sweeper and then turn around and come right back down and do it again.
So is it three turns?
I think it was like four, like really driftable. Yeah, it was like four like really driftable turns, but the last one, if you had a lot of, you know, big set on you, you could throw it in there.
Yeah. I made that last one a couple of times.
Yeah. I saw some of the marks, like the very first runs that we did. I see some marks of people carrying it out. I'm like, you guys are nuts. No way.
Wait, so you would go up and then you'd turn around. So would they send like groups at a time? Yes. So like a few cars?
So originally we were supposed to do 10 cars at a time, and they talked about like switching it up, but it was Sean and his E36 that was going up, and then we had Clay and his little Fiesta Focus following us to make sure the road was safe behind us and like clean up if anybody spun out or anything. So we'd go to the top, turn around, and then wait for Clay to drive by and then go all the way back down. And it was pretty cool.
So how long did that take? Like if you went in a group and then came back down, like how long would you have to wait?
Maybe like 5-10 minutes. Like.
Oh, that's fast. Yeah, that's fast.
Like if that. Yeah. So it was pretty much like.
And while you were sitting like down on grid, if you weren't driving, you could just hear the cars ripping through the mountain. It was so cool.
I feel like that had to be like a pretty like mesmerizing sound.
Oh yeah.
It's like, pretty cool.
You're literally in public streets in a mountain and nowhere and you just hear cars shredding tires, bang limiter.
Yep. Oh yeah. It was cool because there's people that live on that road and they were all out there just watching.
Yeah, they were just watching.
Oh my god.
Yep. So like the community like that, they were like pretty hyped on it then.
Oh yeah. No one was mad. Like a lot of the locals came up and was like, oh, this is so cool. Like how long you been doing this? How long has this been going on? And you know, there wasn't a lot of answers. Like, oh, today. Like,
this is what we got. That's insane. So, four big turns.
Yep.
Pretty gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
You're a big wheel speed guy and stuff like that. But car speed, like entry speed, what do you think you were going in at?
I think it really depends on the person and how committed you wanted to be to it. But to really, if you wanted to link the uphill, you had to be going at least 60.
Like, yeah. Downhill, hey. I was initiating at 65.
Yeah.
And it was getting faster throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. When there was rubber laid down, you had to really throw it. I couldn't grab third. Third is 105, and I did not have the car to do that. So I was maxing out my second gear in 70, and I definitely needed more to connect everything.
So second gear max. Were you second?
Third on limiter.
Yeah, he was.
You were driving like a freak, though.
Yeah, he was wild. Dude,
watching any of these clips and like even getting to watch like that live stream like they were showing with Reese and everybody, dude. I was
winging it.
You were on a war path.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that for years.
Reese was hyping you up for sure. Like,
it was just crazy in Hannah's car.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why she trusts me with that thing.
Hey, I trust you with my car, so I don't know why I do that either.
I couldn't imagine if you had the 240 there.
I probably would have wrecked.
The sounds that car would have had would have been unbelievable,
Yeah,
too.
That's why I want to get it done now.
Yeah.
Before you put an Alice in it.
I don't know about that yet. maybe another car.
We'll see. That SR is good, though.
Yeah. Can't make the sound of that. It's so good.
I have a question, too. Like, how many laps did it take before you guys, like, felt comfortable?
Oh, I don't think I ever really got comfortable.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, I drifted on the first sight lap. I definitely threw it into one of the turns just to just to see if we could do it, especially going downhill. I mean, it was a little sketchy at some times, but, I mean, every time I tried to at least throw it in.
Yeah, I think it took me about three laps to link almost all of it.
Yeah.
And then the last run is where I felt the most comfortable. I think one more lap, I would have been perfectly fine.
How many laps did you guys end up doing?
Not as many as him. He never got out of the car.
I think probably only like 10, 12 up the hill.
Yeah.
And then back down.
I probably did like 6 to 7. Probably.
I think we only had like, 6 hours of driving?
Yeah.
Well, not even. That was like 45-minute breaks.
Yeah, they cut one of them. There was like an hour and a half break. Too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This was so hot. Mm-hmm. So
hot. Yeah, I can see that.
With all the trees and stuff, there was not really a breeze or anything. And it was like 20 degrees cooler in the shade, too. Yeah. Like
in the sun, dude. I was dripping sweat.
It was hot this weekend, too. I mean, that's what we were talking. I mean, it was.
I think it was like 95 or something on Sunday.
It felt like it.
Oh, yeah. It felt like 100 plus in the car, for sure. Mm-hmm.
How's your AC?
Non-existent.
Took it out of the car.
That was the worst decision you made. Yeah.
There's a turbo there.
You guys both did too. You guys still have factory motors that go in the car. You both could have had AC still.
Not me. Well, I guess I could.
It had it and it didn't work, but I couldn't fix it, so I just yanked it out.
Yep.
Hannah's probably upset about that.
It's all right.
Big sad. So driving it, everything like that. How was it a, so again, going back to that driver's meeting and everything, when they were talking about everything, did it seem like a lot of hype that everybody had? It seemed like a lot of like stress, panic. Like what kind of emotion were you guys feeling throughout that driver's meeting?
I think definitely the staff was a little panicked, especially after we did our site laugh. We had another meeting afterwards. Yeah. It was just, they could tell right off the bat, like, this is way faster than we thought it was going to be.
They were definitely very strict during the driver's meeting because they knew how serious this was.
Oh, for sure.
Everything had to go smooth. It had to go perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But
everybody did a fantastic job.
Like it ran really well, yeah, honestly.
It was very well organized.
That's from what I heard, man. Everybody said staff-wise. I mean, because you guys had, so as we said before, we had TJ. Was that, he at the top?
Yeah, I think he was at the very top.
No, Isaac was for a while.
Oh, Isaac, yeah.
Because I know they were like walking down to everybody. And then you had Sean in the EcoBoost E36 leading.
Yep.
And then you had Clay in the Fiesta.
With the AC.
Yep.
Fiesta and AC.
Yeah.
Edgar was on grid saying prayers for us.
I saw that.
Edgar on grid, too. That made me hyped. I didn't know that until a moment ago. And I was
saw him do that, and I was like, fuck.
Oh, I know.
I'm fucking nervous.
I want to make it back down.
And Edgar's like, you know, it's a,
oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like after the first, like it was like the first two runs, I told my dad, he was like, he really wanted to get in the car. And I was like, let me make sure, you know, it was, you know, good before I put you in the car. Cause we need somebody to run the shop. If we both fall down the cliff, like it's bad news.
I did my first lap. And as soon as I get back down, I was like, Hannah, get the fuck in the car. Oh, yeah. This is cool.
It's so cool.
Was she scared?
Surprisingly, no.
You were not scared.
I couldn't believe it.
She must trust me.
Me too.
That's a lot of trust.
That's a lot of trust. Yeah. I mean, that's a scary road to like put some trust in.
Does it help you if I say I didn't trust myself on that road?
Oh, no.
It was definitely sketchy, but I was like, when they were like, oh, yeah, line up with like 10 of your friends. And I was like, Kyle, I'm behind you. I know you're not going to spin. Yeah. I'm going behind you.
I know you guys were nervous because you guys at first was like, this sick. And then right when it came up to time, you guys were like silent in the chat.
Yeah,
like,
we didn't put
not texting anything, not messaging anything. No. I was like, bro, are they good? Like, yeah. I haven't heard anything back. We need to do our breakfast. Like,
right.
What's happening right now?
We're trying not to die.
Yeah. So,
literally. It
took all my focus for that.
It literally did.
It was crazy looking. I mean, watching. I mean, you were on some craziness. This dude right here.
He was.
I don't even understand how the Miata.
I don't know. I wasn't afraid.
Nope. That's one thing. He wasn't on at all.
No. I don't think you ever are.
No. The first lap, yeah, I was pretty scared, but.
It helped that thing being a little small, too, so you could really just puck it in.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was curious about, too, because it's a two-lane road. I mean, there's no shoulders or anything. Like, driving your E46 that size, I mean, doing a toge run, would you want a smaller chassis than that next time, or do you feel like, how do you...
I definitely felt safe in the car, so I don't know if I'd really want
a
Miata or anything, but, like, I don't know. It was definitely interesting. Like, you definitely had to... Definitely put the car exactly where you wanted it, and it still would, like, if you were definitely too inside, it would push you in for sure.
Oh yeah.
And then I just went a little wide and dropped that little tire one time, and
dude, that was the craziest.
So
we'll put that clip because that was insane.
Oh yeah, I thought for sure it was it.
That I saw that video and I was like, bro, are you serious right now?
Man almost died.
Yeah, I know.
Literally, because I mean, what, you would have gone there to the. I mean, there's a wall.
Yeah, it would have been brick wall, and then
not even brick wall. It's a sharp stone wall.
And that was when my dad rode in the car too.
Your dad would have beat your ass.
Oh, he did. He about ripped my door panel off.
I'm sure he did. You guys, you're literally like,
oh yeah, the wheel was like a foot in the air.
Did you continue that lap, or did you just grip up and be like, I need to change my shorts?
There was like one turn left, so I just coasted down the rest of it. I was like, we'll restart later. Took like a 30-minute. There was a food truck there that was killer food. Some like barbecue.
Yeah.
They had like a little barbecue kebab. That thing was killer.
Hey, surprising for a little event like that.
Yeah,
food truck.
Right.
Yeah, but they needed it. Y'all needed some food in you after that. They're probably expecting y'all to puke up everything. Yeah. I mean, Kyle was just using the number two on everything.
I was.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to eat.
Yeah, it was hard to eat. It was your stomach was so.
I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And Kyle was just pounding Sunkist the entire time.
Yeah. I was.
I definitely have mad respect to everybody even the people that like did a couple laughs and was like, yeah, this, you know, I need to stop. Like that, mad respect to everybody. Like it took a lot of skill to do, even go out there and do some like grip laps. Like,
yeah.
Because how many drivers did you guys start out with?
Probably like 30, maybe.
That's, I think, about 30.
Yeah, 30.
How many drivers stopped after like the first or second lap?
Oh, there was like
a lot.
Like half almost stopped. Like the first five laps, like there was like half.
The last two sessions, there was only like 9 or 10 cars still going.
I would say if that.
Yeah. Because like as soon as I got done with my session. Yeah.
I know you.
As soon as I came down from my session, there was no line.
Yeah, I quit. Like the last hour I quit. The last, it was like, I think it was the last session I stopped. Mm-hmm. That's when the hydro completely failed, and I was like, I'm not doing this without a hydro. No way.
Would That's you have sketchy. Tried without a hydro?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
With a stock handbrake, yeah, but with no handbrake at all, no.
Because, like, so going down run-wise, entering in, you said you guys are entering at what speed?
65.
Yeah, maybe. At least 65. I was top of second.
And was it just, like, full handbrake drag yep. and yes. pray? Or?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Because I saw some of the inside clips of both of your guys' runs. Yeah, the inside clip of you.
Oh, yeah. That was it was even more terrifying in the car because you could really just see the wall coming up right here.
Your dad looked, like, unfazed, though. He was just, like, on his phone, and then that happened, and he just, like, puts his phone down and then just, like, picks it back up. I'm
I think
like,
he's probably, like, going to call his lawyer about
yeah, he's, like, he's signing off on his, like, new yeah. will yeah. real quick. He's like, I had to change this real fast. He was actually taking Roy out of his will for yeah. that.
Probably.
He didn't get back in the car the rest of the night, put it that way.
Oh, did he really?
He didn't get back in.
Was he, like, pretty shaken after that?
Yeah, we were both a little like, oh, man, that was scary. And then, you know, I was like, hey, you know, get back in the car. You know, I got to go back out there. I can't end on that. You know, and he was like, well, I'll let you do a couple of laps and get back used to it. I don't want to be over there messing you up or anything.
Did you have any close calls?
No, not really. Well, no, there was, like, one where I'm, like, running the inside of the guardrail on the left side. And I'm, like, inches from the guardrail. And then I transitioned against the guardrail. So, like, I was probably, like, this close from smashing the quarter. But I didn't let out, though. I just kept going. You could hear me on the GoPro. I'm like, holy fuck, mid-drift. Because I thought I might hit it.
And that's the thing. If you thought you were going to, like, when I dropped the tire, you literally just had to stay in it.
Yep.
Like, that's the
you panic,
best thing.
You wreck.
Yeah, you panic, you hit the brakes, you're done. You just got to stay in it and try to dig your way out.
That's insane. Because, I mean, this was the first sanctioned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Full event, yeah. Yep,
full event, organized.
That I mean, it shows for reason.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh,
I
yeah.
can't believe I can't imagine the amount of preparation that, like, Edgar and Drift India, everybody, the whole staff had to get this set up for shutting traffic down, for trying to organize it, for trying to make
just
sure.
Just the liability, like, alone. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's crazy that and it happened.
Eric at Backroads of Appalachia,
he straight up. That was he was dope a whole weekend. Yeah, that dude was cool. So awesome the entire weekend.
Yes, he was.
That was sick. I mean, he set up a lot, and because they have, like, an app that shows, like,
that's
dope. But watching everything, I was scared for you guys the entire time.
Same.
I'm glad somebody was because I was psyching myself out the whole time. Yeah. Every run I got done, I was like, that was so cool. Should I stop?
And do you wish you had, like, any, if you were to do it again, would you want a cage in the car the next time?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's probably pretty stupid.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of stuff I'd change.
Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I'm just going to send it. But it's, I mean, there, because, I mean, how many cages? There was quite a few caged cars, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm. I'd say, yeah, quite a bit. I'd say over half was caged for sure.
I'd say the Miatas were definitely the least safe.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
in any situation?
Well, and
always.
And the convertible, 350Z. That was...
Oh, Alec?
Yeah, I would have done that.
No. Definitely not. Probably not.
Mm-mm. That's nope.
Uh-oh.
I'm good. Driving a convertible seems weird.
At least it looked good.
It did. Oh, yeah, it looks good.
That's what we're there for.
All your cars look good. I don't think there's any ugly cars out there.
No.
Kyle's like, I won't speak my truth, but I'll nudge it.
Leave it at that.
Right. Yeah.
That's good. Then do you have, so no damage on either of your cars?
Not that I saw. I kind of looked at it. And
have you looked
good
at your car since?
No, it's in the trailer.
Have you picked your car up yet?
Mine? What, the car? I have a car. Oh, the Miata?
Yeah.
No, it's still Brett's.
So it's mine.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's hot.
Yeah, that's all I was doing. I was going to pick it up yesterday. I was like, I was going to pick it up tomorrow, but it's like 97 degrees.
I know. Like, all week's supposed to be hot. I'm like,
it's
I'm not
so
touching
hot
that car.
No. We don't have AC.
No way.
I'm good on that. That one's been brutal, too, with an OAC.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, because there was a couple times where you're like, about ready to go, and then we had to sit in the car, and they were like, helmets on, and we're like, oh, no.
I had my door open at one point sitting there, and Sean went by. He's like, close the fucking door. I'm like, man.
It was so tight.
It was so hot.
It was so bad.
Did you guys grid up? Like, was it just like a single file grid up when you guys did everything? Mm-hmm. And did you guys have like a set, like, space or anything between each other before the run? Or was it just like, hey, if you want to get close, like, because I know originally they were like, hey, we're not going to do tandems. And then I'm like, watching it, and you guys are.
Well, they told us they wanted us pretty close because that was really, other than like some like little flags and stuff, that was really the only way we were going to be able to see if someone messed up. We had to see them mess up, like, to be able to stop. And
it's all blind corners.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And you had to be fully committed the whole time. So. Yeah.
I think a lot of the drivers were smart enough to just keep a distance between them, but a close enough distance you could see the other person.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Which on that road is still pretty
close. Some people were tandeming pretty good.
Some of the corners you go around, you can't see anybody until it's too late.
Oh, yeah.
It was insane. So another crazy factor with you guys, too, is you guys had Chelsea DeNova out there.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Yep. That was wild to see in the EcoBoost.
Instantly shredded it.
No problems.
Yeah, I know. Did you get any runs? Like
I was like a car or two behind him like one time, but that was.
I've seen the videos where you're just.
I was in front of him more than I'd like to admit. His car was wicked fast. He was on 275s, and I was over there on a 195.
He was on 285s. So I looked at 285 it is. Yeah.
He's like full gripped up. Kyle's like,
could barely spin the tires.
Yeah, that's why I looked at him. I'm like, dude, you're crazy. He's like, oh, they're not as fast as you think. I'm like, your car is fast. Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, he's got it. I mean, he's drove that car on like Toge type runs before. Oh, yeah, I've seen the videos and everything with drivers meeting and talking to you guys and everything. I mean, he have a lot of input or like advice or anything he was giving you guys throughout.
Was he nervous too?
He said right off the bat, like, hey, this road is wild. This road is fast. If you can link this, like half of the FD field will not be able to do this, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Like, so he's like, if you can link this whole thing, pro license. So Kyle's ready.
Yeah.
We just got to give him a car.
Josh, yeah, coming from you. You look like you shredded the entire time.
I had some problems here and there, but yeah, I tried my best.
Yeah, it just looked crazy. I mean, that was cool to see him come out. Reese Maron, that was awesome to have him judging the comp, having him out and filming. And that dude was hype.
Oh, yeah, he was hyping everybody.
That
dude,
his media was like 24-7. Oh, yeah. But it's like, how wouldn't you be?
Yep.
I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime, never-been-done type street event.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think the whole time of the toge, I was looking at Reese's story because he was constantly posting.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I kept up on it the entire time. We're in the restaurant, and I'm like, what are you posting?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Dylan came over, and he was like, Roy, did you see you lifted a wheel up? And I was like, someone got that? And he was like, way up there. I'm like, that is so cool.
You're like, oh, okay. That was still blows my mind. So if you guys, going towards having like another one, would you guys want to do, is there anything different road-wise you guys think would be a suggestion of change or car-wise, or what would you do differently or want to see differently if it were to happen again?
I think the road flowed pretty good for the most part. I guess maybe if they had one that was like a little longer. I mean, I don't know. That was cool.
Yeah.
Or maybe 2 days of that. Because 2 days, I feel like I could get super comfortable in that.
Oh, yeah.
Do some really cool tandems and stuff and get a lot of good media with it. But
because I think it would be hard to be feeling sufficient or like good with it when you're only doing like six,
hours. Yeah.
But it was free, so I literally cannot complain.
Oh, no, yeah, true. I can't complain at all. Yeah, there was no complaints. Like
that blows my mind, too. I get that's how you know that, I don't know, Drift Indy doing what they did and everything like that. Yeah, you guys drove Street League and comp, but even if you didn't, they hosted this. They had all these drivers come out, they had DeNova, all these people out there, and you guys were no charge.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It was pretty sick.
I mean,
I guarantee that was not a cheap thing to set up either.
Oh, I guarantee that.
No. I mean, they had the whole road shut. Did they have like emergency crews or anything on standby?
Firemen, cops, everything.
And they all wanted rides too. Like, it was
for real?
Yeah.
I gave
a
couple of the back roads guys rides and a fireman
on the toga?
Ride. Oh, yeah.
I gave a couple of locals rides and it was neat.
That's so cool.
They were stoked.
Like, what is it? I mean, those guys have probably never been in a car, drift car before. Oh,
one of the guys I gave a ride, he had like some old Cobra, like the Shelby Cobra
guy.
Yeah, he was cool. So he didn't seem phased at all. Though he was like, got out, man, that was cool.
Like, were they like, were they like excited? Were they like, oh, I want to get in? Like, I want to do this. Or they were like,
Oh, that guy was definitely excited. He wanted in really
bad. I put one guy in and like, we had to take a break for like 20 minutes. And so I pulled over into a parking lot. I was like, all right, I'm getting out. He's like, I think I'll just stay here. I think he was like mad, nervous, and he just didn't want to get out.
Oh, probably beat his pants.
Dude, he was over at the trailer. We were trying to get him, find somebody to ride with him. And you were like, Kyle, you got anybody? Take him. He wants to go
and
so bad.
And you throw him in the most frightening guy.
Right.
You throw him in the smallest car with the most psychotic, wild driver.
And that was a run that I linked the entire fucking thing.
Yeah,
I don't know how he wasn't fazed.
Did he have like, what was his reaction hopping out of the car?
Probably couldn't speak. He probably
he
white.
Yeah.
I think I would be too. Yeah. I know how you drive.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Dude, like when you're doing like 65 sideways toward the rock wall, like I feel like as a passenger, you don't know if you're going to hit it or not.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I sure as fuck wouldn't ride with anybody on that.
Oh, no.
Fuck no.
I wouldn't rode with him.
I love you guys and I trust you guys and I've let you drive my car 100 times and I've rode with both of you guys. I'm good.
Yeah. I don't like riding passenger anyways. Like,
nope.
We get you a DJ.
Yeah, I don't think you had a good time when you rode with
me. I mean, I don't know. At Kilcare, it's a little different.
I don't know. She might have had a worse time riding with you when you drove her.
Oh, yeah.
Learning how to drive a Z.
Yeah, it was experience. I hated that car at first, but it's good. It's a good car.
Z's are good cars.
Yeah, they're good cars. You just got to learn how to drive them.
Yeah.
Way different than the BMW.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally different chassis.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle, would you... So next year, going towards it, are you going to drive... Do you want your S13 ready, or are you going to drive the Miata again?
Yeah, my car.
Do you think it's going to feel... Having more power, do you think is going to be a better feeling on that road, or do you think...
Absolutely. Yeah. I think because uphill was a struggle with that car. Now, granted, a few more laps and a lot less handbrake, I could have done fine, but with the 240, it'd be nice to use the power.
Yeah.
It'd be a big advantage.
So, and going on, and kind of changing topic on that, and I mean, going to Patoga, this was like, once the internet found out about this, like, everybody was like freaking out.
Oh, it blew
yeah.
up.
Everybody
yeah.
wanted to go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone. I mean, and nobody could really go. No one really know the location. Nothing going on. I mean, this is like childhood dream. People watch Initial D, things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, was that like, when you guys grew up drifting, were you watching a lot of street drifting videos, watching a lot of like Japanese, like Toge videos? Did you guys watch a lot of that stuff growing up?
I'll be honest. I watched a lot. Okay.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, growing up, I watched a lot of like, there was some guy that drifted a M5 and like, I don't know if it was like Russia or like Germany, but he would always drift like the streets and stuff. And I just remember watching like all of his videos and I was like, I want to do that so bad. And this was nowhere near the same, but it just like kind of made me think about that. Like I'm like, man, this is cool. I finally am like doing like the street stuff. Like I never got to really do that like around Dayton or anything like that.
We don't really have too much of that.
No, there's really nowhere to
do it. If it is, you found it probably.
Oh yeah.
There ain't shit. There's some like back roads around Fairborn, but it's like one or two corners. That's it.
Yeah.
What about you? Was it something like you? I know you're like a Seto. I mean, I've watched you do. I can't do that shit on a Seto. You do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, before I got a drift car, I mainly went to like MDU competition stuff. And the most street drifting videos I watched was some guy named Wade years ago, like 2010 or so. But other than that, I mean, I really didn't care much for street drifting.
Really?
Well, once I turned 17, when... I didn't realize there were drift events around. I did a lot of it, but...
We've heard the stories.
Yeah, I did a lot of it, but...
Yeah. The blue car, RIP.
Yep,
she's dead.
Yep. Not dead. Now she's in Danny Orley's backyard.
Yeah. Like lives. A BMX jump?
Yeah, it's going to be a BMX jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know that, you guys have seen Kyle's podcast. It's a blue car, his original car. Is now we're going to be a BMX jump or a pit bike jump.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
It's out of my way.
Yep. After Mother Nature said, nope, you don't need that.
Right.
Pretty much.
More than that, we like dragged it out and there's like trees growing through it and everything.
That's hilarious.
Had to yank it out with the GX. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break for a sec and kind of roll back from there. All right. So back from a quick little break here. We're going to dive in. So I made a post. We got some people with questions. I've got some questions. DJ's got some questions. You guys might even have some questions for each other.
We were talking the whole time like, you scared?
Yeah.
I know you guys are like, So Deidre, what do you got?
So I have a few questions. One of them is, how was like the tire wear? Like, I don't know, normally like at an event, like they'll wear like a certain way. Like, how was that? Like, did you check your tires at all? Like,
I'll be honest, I was so nervous. I knew I had some semi-fresh tires on the car from competition. And I just never looked at them. I was like, there's no way I'm going through them. I could have been, though. I don't know.
Dude, like, every lap, I saw Denofa get out and look at his. Not once did it cross my mind to look at mine.
Never.
I feel like it was just white knuckled, just sitting in there like, they're okay. I'm okay. This is fine.
Yeah. Like, I still had grip, so I'm like, they're there.
Did you have extra tires?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I had some scrubs left from
cycling
through. I just had one pair.
Yeah, you had a pair. Did you even get a practice lap on this pair?
The day before, yeah, but that was it.
You got like one because you did like three laps in my car, and I hopped in and did one.
I did one lap in the Miata.
Yeah, because they were like done after
good.
That.
Yeah, we're good.
They worked. I mean, that's what matters. So you guys, I mean, you check when you get home, I guess.
I'll see. Right. I mean,
you said yours were still fairly new.
The Hankooks? I already gave them back to Cameron.
Did you? Oh, yeah.
I owe him a pair of tires.
At least they weren't. I mean, they're what, 15s?
Yeah, they're cheap.
Yeah, that's
not. He came in clutch, though.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That was dope. I was glad he did so. I mean, that's...
I would have literally missed the whole event if I didn't get tires.
Yeah.
I mean, the competition, the Street League comp, that track, 8 tires.
Oh, bad. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Like, I went through, like, an event and a test and tune and then part of practice.
Yeah.
And once, and then got there and it was just done.
Which is wild. It's like a parking lot.
It was better throughout the day once, like, the rubber kind of got packed in there and we started getting actually more speed, too. At first, it was pretty loose out there.
Eating them alive.
It was like, oh, yeah. Oh, it really
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was.
The first two laps, I was like lock to lock, and I'm like, oh, we're going to spin like everywhere.
But you didn't until...
Until comp, yeah.
We'll talk about
yeah.
that.
until it matters.
We'll talk about that one. Yeah, that was depressing. Yep. We won't touch that yet. Yeah, what else you got?
So another question is, so there was like a full staff of like media at this event, and I noticed like in like all the pictures they've posted, it's all like, do not attempt, like... I don't know. I'm just curious, like, were they told to, like, put that in the pictures? Or, and, like, how was it for the media? Like, where did they stand? Like, how scary was that for them? Like...
Oh, it was... I imagine it was terrifying for them. There's no yeah. way I could have been a media and let any of us driven that much, like,
especially,
around.
Like, standing on the outside of the guardrail, on the outside
oh, yeah.
of a turn.
Yeah.
Oh, they were on the outside what? Of guardrail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, the outside of the track.
Yeah, like, sitting, like, right on that. Because I some saw them, a few clips them, yeah. and stuff, yeah. and they were, like...
Right
there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were like little mountain goats on yeah. the side of the hills and stuff. They got the shots, though. Like, it was killer.
It just looked cool. I mean, it's not an event that's, I mean, that, I don't know. They got creative.
Very.
Yes, they did.
Because I feel like that was one of the events I would go to. I'm like, oh, I want to shoot some stuff. And I would have been like, dude, yeah. fuck this.
I wish that was like a 2-day event because I would have taken like an hour or so just to do pictures or watch.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I mean, it, but there was nowhere really to.
No.
And Kyle about took out a camera.
I did a GoPro, yeah.
I was going to say, it had to have been, like, just as much of an adrenaline rush, like, for the photographers as it was
yeah.
being in the car.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
I would think so.
They seem hyped.
Yeah, if you watch, like, the 992 guy, every single lap goodbye, he's, like, screaming and yelling. Yeah. I was like, this looks like fun.
I mean, you could
yeah.
tell, again, like we said, like, Reese had the dopest consistent live update. And you could see from his, because his reaction and everybody, like, in media around them was just like.
Oh, yeah. It looked like fun just to be a media guy.
Because were there dudes, like, up on, like, the hills?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's like, little rocks, like, stick out. There's dudes sitting on them.
Oh, yeah.
Floating
oh
in the
how
air.
Did they even get up there?
I don't even know.
My boys were not worried about snakes or
no.
nothing. They were like, let's just climb and call
it a day.
They were
throwing each other on their backs.
Yeah, like, let's get the shot. Yeah.
Gotta get the shot. Anything for it.
That's dedication.
There was even, like, local guys out there that were, like,
yeah.
videos popping up on Facebook, like, a day later. And
that,
they were
yeah,
up
the dude had that stream that you were talking
yeah,
about
yeah.
showing.
I
there's
saw
live
that.
Streams, random videos of guys that live there.
I mean, that's the coolest thing in the entire world because you think drifting in like that kind of area. I mean, that's a heavy muscle car kind of prone is
oh,
like
yeah.
what your stereotype thinks. Yeah. But I mean, they all seem pretty.
The locals seem like they loved it, honestly.
Yeah.
Some of the comments on one of the posts was like, I heard this is for a movie.
Yeah,
I know.
I was
movie
so
stars.
Dead. What movie are you guys going to be in?
Tokyo Drift 2.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, was
Return
it?
Of Paul Walker.
Yeah.
It almost was with some of those mountain
yeah.
roads. So what else you got there, Deeds?
So my last question is, was there like a concern for wildlife? Because like when I think of like drifting in the mountains, like in the middle of nowhere in Kentucky, I'm thinking like bears and like mountain lions. Like, was there any talk of like, oh, maybe a deer could run in the road?
I didn't think about it, honestly,
nope.
until you just asked that. But there could have been something, I'm sure.
Like, I mean, if there was a deer on that road, they're pretty stupid. But
oh, yeah, for
it
sure.
It never crossed my mind.
That would have been nuts to hit something like that, though. Like,
I mean,
yeah.
what would you even do at that point? You got 10 cars coming down.
Yeah.
It's like, that thing is just
you
a
stay
pancake.
In it.
Yeah.
You just stay in it, I guess, yeah.
Don't lift and take it out.
Yeah. Make That's sure to tell Clay in back.
You're like, hey,
I
dog,
you'll see it.
there's some debris on
yeah.
the track.
Yeah, clean up and turn four.
So we asked some questions to some people. Let's see if any of these are good or not. I haven't really read through them or anything. One of the guys asked, is the Togue happening again? And he wanted to know if he can have an invite. That's not for any of us to say if you can have
yeah,
an invite. Talks of everything. I know there's talks of it happening.
It's got to happen again.
I think it went so well that there's probably going to be another one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know this was done as like a test.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
see if it was like a doable thing or something that they could like sustainably like continue doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And as long as there's like a good support system behind it, they said they want to keep doing this. Like they want this to be fast growing and like all of Kentucky and
mm-hmm.
West Virginia area and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Like the guy in the Cobra drove over an hour just to go watch. I don't know how he knew about it, but
yeah,
no yeah. How did they know about it? But nobody like
yeah.
You have all these dudes who are like driving all weekend, have no idea.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you ran like, hey brother, I'm here. I heard about it. It's like,
but I feel like if they did a public event, people would drive from all over the country to see that.
Oh,
bro,
would.
It would turn out like if you ever watch all the rally videos where
people
are like
just lined up,
people
down
like
the
lined
road.
Up, and there's like cars like flipping over and like get him. I feel like that would that's the only way that people could physically watch that is you would have like people. Like in trees, like on like hills.
Oh yeah. I think it'd be a huge thing if it was
yeah.
a public event.
Kyle
I mean,
would be trying to wall tap people's knees.
Absolutely. People have their hands out like a takeover.
Yeah.
I'm trying to smack them.
Kyle's
yeah,
like giving high fives to the crowd while driving by. That'd be a really wild thing
to
actually have spectators.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah. And I think they could, you know, if it was super, like super organized, which it was, or very organized, like they could have like a little spectator area, like behind a guardrail or something, even like a makeshift K rail or something like that. Like,
yeah,
I know people say K rails are, you know, dangerous, but
you mean, guys were driving on a side of a mountain. Right, yeah. What's not dangerous? You have literally a metal guardrail to a drop or
And that wasn't saving anybody. If you hit that guardrail hard,
you're going underneath of it.
Yeah. All of your cars are low.
They're yeah.
That's not doing much.
Well, I don't know. Kyle's golf cart probably would have just bounced right off.
Probably.
Hannah doesn't want that.
Yeah.
Hannah's golf cart.
Yeah, Hannah's golf cart. My bad.
You don't need any more dents than that. No. All right, let's see what else we got here. One of the guys said, how'd it feel? Oh, we'll talk about that one later. Let's see here. One of the guys asked, he said he wants that build sheet for that motor you had in your car because it rips.
DSR?
No, Miata. He's like, give me that build sheet for the motor because that thing freaking rips.
Yeah, send him eBay Turbo.
Send him your eBay cart real quick.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
It's like $300 worth of parts.
Yep.
With some interesting wiring. And
one of my favorite things was from watching the comp, and Mike was like, I just love when Kyle drives that Miata and it just has 700 horsepower.
Dude, it does. You're literally dooring Etsy, and like he's got like four times the power.
And like probably running 235s, and I was on a 195, 205.
Yeah.
On bald tires with 15 PSI. You're just like, eh.
You definitely make that thing work.
I cut line a little bit, but
you couldn't even tell you were cutting line. It looked insane. Like, that's what you're talking about earlier. I was like, how do you hop in the, like, behind the wheel of a car with that much power, bald tires, and just keep it on the door every single time?
Couldn't tell you.
It was a good final. You and Josh definitely put on a show there.
Mm-hmm. It was sick. I mean, either way it went, that was there to win. Josh was on one the entire weekend.
Oh, yes, he was. Yep.
Like, that dude is.
And he was having car problems early on. Like,
and he ripped the toga.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that's a question that's not even in here that for you guys, I mean, giving people recognition. I mean, there's 30 or so drivers. Who are some of the notable dudes that were just surprised you were just off the charts, like just killing it?
Oh, Josh and Vance, like they were tandeming. Oh, like, yeah. They were, I could not, like, props to you guys for sure. Like,
you could tell that Vance had a little bit of struggle because he doesn't have the power. He probably makes like what, 160 with that?
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, everybody says about like his car being swapped with this head. Like, that thing's pretty stock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He even said after that, he made a post like, I need more power.
Yeah. on the uphill, they're like, there's that first big long sweeper. I see SD would initiate it. He'd hold it. Vance couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Clint couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't do it either.
But like, all the downhill, Vance was fucking shredding on that shit too.
They're freaks. Those dudes are, I mean, competition, fun events, the toge. I was watching like the clips of that. I'm like, dude.
You could tell they weren't afraid either.
No, they were driving it like it was like a regular, like, oh, it's a fun day event. We're just going to run doors now. Literally. It's like, chill, dog. Like, there's a mountainside right there.
I was pretty fearless, but Josh and them were pretty brave running tandems like that.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like you had to be, like, the confidence had to be there because at the minute that you didn't feel safe in the car, you were like, you just need to shut it down.
Yeah.
I feel like if you questioned it, it was done.
Oh, yeah. That's why as soon as that handbrake started to go, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I feel like if I had any doubt, I would be like, I'm good.
That's hard because I feel like natural, like, reaction is to, like, lift off the gas, but like I feel like you just have to stay in it.
Oh yeah, there was a couple times that you just add more angle and try to dig out of it.
Yeah. How did you? We talked about it for a brief. What? How did you get out of that?
Oh, I just
did you stay in it or what? What did you do? Because it looked just
I kind of just feathered it a little bit and was just kind of said a little prayer and you know just
floated right in.
Yeah, definitely didn't. I didn't touch the brakes. I knew if I touched the brakes, I was going to be in the wall.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I knew I just had to kind of just float it, give it a little bit of gas just to keep the wheel speed up going. And
you know, gangster event if you would have like stayed in that.
Oh, I know. Looking back now,
if you would have just like stomped it and just thrown transition down that last turn, like that would have been like everybody just packed their shit.
That would have been it. I'd have been fine.
Put it in the trailer.
Yep. So I just got something. So Hannah just told me that the axle in the Miata was going out on the toge.
It might have been. I don't know. That's what it was.
Hannah's over here dropping the sneak. Was it really? Yes. Kyle never said it. Did he say anything to you about that?
Oh, yeah, he did.
But yeah, like, Axel's both of you guys.
He asked.
I was concerned for you. Did you hear his?
Oh, they were terrible.
He pulls up, and I'm like, bro, you need to stop. And he's like, what? And I was like, dude, you're Axel. And he's like, click, 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 click. He's like, it's been doing it for a while. It's all right.
Yeah, it's why.
Hannah's was like a hard thud. Every right turn you make, you could hear it.
That's terrifying.
But were you freaking out?
After that, yeah. I thought we were just
going to
like go straight
on. Could you imagine that, though, if you snapped an Axel?
Oh, it was.
Did anyone have car troubles? Or
Esty did.
Yeah, he
broke a coilover.
Yeah, he broke a coilover just going the uphill. There was a lot of forces.
Did he
going uphill.
Drop a wheel, or is it just?
I think he just broke it.
I mean, that's a lot of That's a lot of abuse.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of abuse for you guys to do such little preparation.
That's, that's a scary place to break a coilover, too.
Oh, for sure.
Did you guys prep anything? I know you didn't. I'm going to say you did, but no.
I did a quick bolt check of like the lower control arms.
I've bolt checked with you before.
And tie rods, too.
Yep, I bolt checked with you.
Well, the front lower control arms come loose, but tie rods were a big thing. I made sure they were tight.
Yep. I feel like there's just so much like stress and tension that I don't really know if you had that in your mind of like, is it good? Should I check this?
I couldn't hear anything over my like inner thoughts screaming like, you got this, I hope.
Roy's brain just like, You probably were just doing that the whole time in the car.
Oh, the whole time.
So who else was, so we have Vance and Essie. Who else? Who else?
I mean, really, like Corey, Justin,
Corey,
Dylan.
Corey Misko was on one too.
Oh yeah, Corey was on one.
Danofa,
you guys suck.
Bro, he went. He looked comfortable.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He
was having fun.
How many laps did he do?
Oh, he did a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, he did a lot.
Enough to probably fry some tires.
Yeah, I bet he went through that whole set for sure.
That car boogies.
Yeah, it does. So
Eco
light.
Boost.
That was like the probably the perfect car for that. Little four cylinder, like super light.
Modern SR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What those seem like?
Probably, they just sound so bad. In my opinion. Sorry,
sound like so bad.
Sorry about that, but hey, you know they work.
Yeah,
I mean, do. It's proven. Look at Sean.
It's got good power. I mean,
let's see what else we got. We have one that says how did Kyle's balls grow so astronomically large while being still able to wear shorts?
Where do you think there's holes in them?
Yeah,
he's not lying right now either. Roy's enjoying the view. Hey, you know. All right, let's see what else we got. I had another one that asked, do you think they'll hold more events like that seem to be popular, successful? Yeah.
Yeah, probably they have to.
There's a lot of those questions.
Yeah, you can't do that and then not do another one.
No, that's like blue balls. Yeah, but again, it's not going to be, and people need to understand that it's not going to be an event where everyday person can just, I'm going to be the first to register. No, these will be invite-only events. I mean, I feel pretty comfortable driving. But I said straightforward. I was like, if I got invited, I don't know if I'd drive it.
Yeah. I saw like Reese pointed out in a video on a story that a lot of people were messaging and they're like, I'm going to drive this. And there's a lot of people that I do not trust on something like that.
No.
Oh, no.
I don't trust myself. Yeah. Like you've trusted me in tandem. You've trusted me in tandem. Touch my doors on all this stuff. But I myself wouldn't even trust myself to even think to begin doing that.
That's something you got to be like very, very confident in yourself.
Oh, yeah. Definitely
one,
it's a mindset.
One mistake and you're fucked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a mindset for sure.
And that's the problem with a lot of these people who are getting into drifting or people who have been drifting is a lot of these people don't understand. That's a whole. That was my biggest concern going into this. I was like, a lot of these dudes haven't driven these kind of conditions. Yeah.
And I know we say confidence too, but you cannot be overly confident.
Yeah.
Like, you got to know where you're at. Like, be humble for sure.
Yeah.
Like, just like right in between.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to definitely know what you're capable of. And if you think you're stepping outside of it, that is not the road to figure it out.
That is not the road to try and show off on. No. Try to run a wall or anything.
No.
Coming from Kyle.
I wasn't trying to run the wall. I was just trying to make it through.
You were just trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
It looked reckless and good, though.
We all knew what he could do.
Was there anybody, and no, we're not going to drop names, but anybody you felt that was extremely confident coming into that, they got humbled real quick?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not calling no names.
We're not going to say names, but... I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's great to be confident going into that. I know a lot of people were like amped and confident, but it's a good thing, I guess, for people to get that reality check because seeing drivers of the level that were driving that, I mean, nobody who drove that was really most people who drove that weren't regular drivers. These were all dudes who are, I mean, you guys would trust tandem on that.
Oh, yeah. Like everybody was capable of it. And that's why it like, kind of goes back to what I said earlier. Like, I respect everybody that knew when they should have stopped. Like, they had a little mess up or, I slid the fronts a little bit or something like that.
A little shart in their pants.
Yeah. All right, let's it drives in the trail. Let's stop now.
That's a humbling.
Yeah.
I think everybody drove within their means on that, though.
Oh, for sure.
Nobody tried way too hard to do things they shouldn't be doing.
No.
Could you? If you do that, you should probably be, like, institutionalized because if you are pushing it past your comfort zone on that road, like, brother, you need to stop driving and go get checked out.
Because, like, even Clint, he fucking shreds, and you could tell, like, he'll enter a corner, and he'll, like, handbrake it, and he'll straighten back out. Like, I'd rather see people be safe than sorry on stuff.
Yeah, and understand, I mean, it's nothing against driver ability at all.
Absolutely.
A whole different style of driving. As Chelsea said, a lot of FD dudes. Wouldn't be able to drive that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can shred anywhere in the world, but when it comes to a road like that, you got to take it fucking easy.
Yeah. And you couldn't even really, like, focus on the turn because you were so worried about what's coming up next. Like,
you were zooming.
It was
fast. There was no time to think.
None.
It was insane. I mean, one, and that's the thing is, like, the realities of what that course was is we know there's literally a mountain wall on one of the clips. If you mess up, that's
you're totally in the wall. Yeah, you're smashing.
And then on the other side, I mean, how far of a drop? Was it a pretty sizable drop?
Oh, yeah. They said like 200 feet. Yeah, I believe them.
I assume if you went through that guardrail, you're going for a ride.
Oh, yeah, you're going down.
Yeah, I mean, that's harsh reality. So anybody who's like, oh, I could, don't just.
Yeah.
You're not, no. I mean, you might be able to. Yeah. I'm not here to judge you.
I don't know.
I wouldn't do it.
I'd be nervous on a Seto.
Yeah, I do get nervous on a Seto. You watch me do the toe gaze. I'm like, I don't know about this. I've gone off enough on a Seto to know that I'm not there yet.
I offered Edgar a ride, and he was like, fuck you.
Because he's smart.
Oh, he was.
I think even Dan said no.
Yeah, he was.
So they didn't go for ride-alongs at all?
Oh, no.
Can't blame him, honestly.
No. Edgar said we're stupid. We should start doing drugs.
Oh, probably. I mean, yeah.
I think it was Edgar's, like, or it might have been Dan said you could be stupid to get a ride in one of these things.
Oh, yeah. Like,
but would either of you have hopped in somebody else's car?
Nope. Nope. No way.
Never.
Yeah.
That shit was absolutely terrifying.
Nope.
I mean, I
especially not in the Miata. No,
that's why I was like, oh, I wish I could have been there. I mean, you were talking about it. I was like, I wish I could have been there. I was like, but I'm not fucking getting in any of your cars.
Oh, yep.
No.
Fuck with you guys. I trust you guys more than anything, but fuck that. That is retarded.
I remember when I quit, I called my mom, and it literally rang like one time. She's, what's going on? I'm like, I'm done. I just want to let you know. Thank God. Oh, my gosh.
Like, your poor mom.
I know she was stressed.
She had to.
She was definitely stressed.
She had your dad there over, like, let's go. And then your mom's like, no. Someone's got to have the voice of reason.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we get ready to wrap it up. See if we got anything else that was worth anything. Somebody asked if Kyle got a fresh pair of tires. Yes.
For Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, for Sunday, yeah.
Yep. Oh, Roy. I think we already touched this, but Roy asked the question of how many Sunkist packets Kyle went through.
All of them.
This is the Sunkist man. Yeah. If anybody ever wants to, like, gift Kyle anything.
Sunkist packets.
Sunkist packets.
That's all I drink. Mm-hmm. Water.
No joke. Yeah. Literally.
What flavor?
Sunkist orange.
Oh, yeah.
Every car I have, I don't know why, but there are like 100.
Yeah.
It's like a good luck token.
Yeah. It is. I have an empty. If you own the 240 in the trunk or in the back seat, it's like filled to the brim. I mean, you've driven that car as much as I have. So.
Even my Skyline, when I sold it, like four owners later, was like, dude, are these yours?
Like, that's awesome.
I still find them in my SUV, like the GX. I'm like, why are there so many Sunkist packets?
I remember
when I had the turbo out of the hood of the BMW, you rode in it one time, and I remember I got in it, and there was a Sunkist packet in the passenger door card. And I'm
like, yeah, I mean, somebody asked if you guys knew Chelsea was going to be driving.
And
yeah. He came out to the Street League.
Yeah.
No, not really.
You were just.
I didn't know anything.
You were Kyle was the most in. You still don't. Minute. Kyle's still not in the chat.
I was invited like the night before. That's all I knew.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well.
I got an address. I'm like,
not even night before. You got invited like, hey, good job, second place.
See you tomorrow.
Get ready to drive tomorrow.
Yeah. I was like,
here's the address. Don't follow Google.
Well, and that's another thing I'll address to you that was dope for me and you at least is we drove the comp. We went to the comp and everything. My car was SUV wasn't ready to tow. I know you had to do some stuff on yours to tow. Brett and Andrea, and TJ. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brett Andre, I mean, that was, they loaded up my car, your car, and Brett's car on the three car. And then they had TJ's on his single car.
Yep.
And then when you found out you were going, you don't have a trailer.
Yeah.
So TJ was the MVP and was like, hey, I don't need to bring my car to that. Put it on Brett's trailer.
Yeah.
He's a real hero for that one.
He is.
I mean, that was dope. You wouldn't have been able to drive.
Yeah.
Nobody else had an open trailer. I was going to street drive their car home.
Yeah, fuck, not after that. That's I might not have had it. It might not have been drivable.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how the hell? I mean, would you have street driven that? Have you ever street driven that car?
Yeah, a couple times, but not far.
Would you have street driven that car all the way back?
With the Indiana plates.
Unbolted that turbo.
10-year-old expired tags.
Right. Yeah.
Good plates. Safe plates. Who knows what those are from? Nope. Well, I mean, I think the only things that I'd say that touch base on, and it's kind of steps away from Toge, so we saved it for last, but again, we talked about how sick it was, City of Corbin. What they did, how much they embraced it. I mean, we had state representatives, the police department, mayors. We had political figures, the news. Then one of the news dudes took a ride with Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Like, going to it, there was a tow, but a whole nother event is Street League and what they did for that. I mean, the competition was sick. Kyle took second.
Mm-hmm.
Shredded the entire weekend. Roy ripped the entire weekend.
Yeah.
I know he had a...
Yeah. Unfortunate, but yeah.
But you still riffed.
Yeah,
it happens.
I had a good time.
You did good. At least it was to Danny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was to Danny. I'm glad.
Danny was hyped. Yeah. That's one dude I think I would take an L2 as.
Yeah. I wish I could have gave him a good chase, though. That's the only thing. But.
You know, hey, you riffed. And then, I mean, past Street League, they did Street League. And I'd say one of the highlights of the weekend on my end, because I got to drive because I didn't drive the Togue, was, bro, how sick was it finishing practice on Friday? And then they're like, line up. And we literally had a police escort from the arena to the bars to go drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was
sick.
It was a nice little cruise out there, too. I thought it was just going to be like zip right around the block. Yeah. There we go.
It was a drive.
Yeah, it was a good cruise. Yeah.
Like they like shut all the stoplights down, like blocked everybody. Like, dude, the whole town was like out like at like random stores and stuff, like filming everybody driving by.
Yep. I expected like 10 people. There was like hundreds.
Yeah, I did not expect. Cool. Bro, they paid for a band. Yeah. They had a live band.
Oh, it was cool.
In the downtown.
It was so organized.
Oh, yeah, it really was.
Yeah, like normally after practice, like everyone just goes home, goes to sleep, wakes up. But like Drift Indy really made sure it was like every hour that you were there, there was like something to do.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They did an amazing job.
Yes, they did.
It was sick. I mean, hey.
Everybody involved did killer job.
Getting to cruise through a town with a bunch of loud, ridiculous cars and just seeing like, I was far enough. You were close enough too. You were pretty close up where you could see the cop car like leaving. Yeah. That was the coolest feeling, just seeing that cop car and you look behind you and it's a ton of drift cars.
Oh, yeah. That's all you saw.
A bunch in front.
Blowing red lights.
Yeah, and we pulled into town and it was like you said, I expected like a few people. Like, oh, we're going to go in here, go to the bar, have some drinks. And it was like, dude, the whole city like showed out. Like there was a ton of people.
Oh, yeah. And every one of them was totally interested in anything I had to say or anything anybody said, really.
Yeah, you guys had to feel like celebrities, honestly. Cool.
Well, I let Hannah drive it, so she felt...
You drove it? I didn't know that.
That's cool. I didn't know
that
either.
That's so sick.
I didn't know that either.
That was your MVP moment of the weekend?
Dude, I felt like a
celebrity. Yeah. Hannah's over here like...
Why didn't you let me drive your car?
You could have drove my car.
He said, I had to look baller on them chrome wheels.
No, I had to make sure my car drove on those chrome wheels. That was the first time I drove it with the 10 and a halfs in the front.
We got to get a muffler on that thing, though. I was behind you, and I was getting gassed out.
My complaint of the whole weekend was literally Roy talking about how I was burning his eyeballs out by my exhaust.
It was so bad.
And he made my exhaust, so he can't complain about my exhaust. He's got to redo it.
Yeah, we got to redo it. That thing looks terrible.
Well, kind of touch base on all that. Togue, that's a wrap. That was insane. Crazy. Continue to look out. Drift Indy. Follow if you don't already.
Backroads Appalachia.
Yeah,
Backroads Appalachia, because... That dude was dope.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good group of guys.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, their whole group. I mean, everybody. I mean, City of Corbin.
Yeah.
Everybody involved made this the most enjoy. I mean, I even go to a regular event and I'm stressed.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I was so unstressed because everything was just so fluidly ran. Grid was ran good. The cruise was ran good.
Yep. They stuck to the schedule. Everything was...
Yep. It was punctual and perfect. Yep. I mean, it was... I would not want anything different.
I think it's one of the most well-ran events the whole weekend.
Yeah, and that just shows. Oh, yeah. I mean, tell me another, and people can fight about this all they want, but show me another organization, any Drift organization, that is doing what the Drift Indy staff is doing and doing it as well.
And for us, too, it's not like, you know, they're doing it to grow. I mean, obviously, they're trying to grow their own thing, but this is all for, like, us as drivers and stuff to get better. Like, they're giving us so many opportunities to be better, like, well-rounded at everything.
We drove a competition, and I drove. How many laps do you think you drove?
A lot.
Oh, a lot.
Like 50? Probably more than that. And that's for a comp. Most comps you go to, you get like 10 runs. And you're like, oh, I'm ready to go. We're
and
like,
you're there
bro.
All day and you're not even driving.
I was like, so exhausted after Friday. I was barely able to wake up for the comp on Saturday. That was the first time I've been on time for the second day of an event. Were you on time?
Yeah, I think everybody was on time. Usually I'm there crack of dawn.
Yeah, you're a freak of nature. You're wild with it.
I like to be the first
one. You got
your
dad there to help you kind of crack the whip, though. He keeps you in line.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I was late.
Yeah, you were like, where's Deidre at?
She's sleeping.
No, literally, I'm like on grid getting ready to do like one of my last runs. Finished up. She's like, I don't have a ride there. And then they're like, everybody line up like we're going out. And I'm like, Deidre still didn't have a ride. I ran up to Sarah. I'm like, Sarah, pick Deidre up now. And like, hand her the keys. And I had to like get in my car. And she
I DoorDashed Starbucks. I was taking my time.
She was chilling, bro. We got fucked on that one. We were all just stressed out. I didn't really eat anything.
Sweating in the
car. Bojangles.
Oh, Bojangles.
Did you eat Bojangles?
I did.
Bro.
Kill good.
Someone bring Bojangles up. We got everything you right. Someone bring Bojangles. Yeah. Boy, that Please. Shit was fire.
I mean, you could just put it right at the river. I'd still drive and go get it.
Like, I don't care, bro. Put that, like right down to the edge, Cincinnati. Right, I'll take it.
That's fine. It could still be in Kentucky. It's fine.
Well, before we continue rambling, that's it. Again, Fall Drift Indy, Roads of Appalachia. Anybody involved, keep your eyes out. Keep clear. I mean, watching for everything. There's a ton of awesome events, projects in the works, Street League, everything. Watch these guys. Kyle's got an insane build. It'll be coming soon. He gets his motor done. Coming up, this guy, I'm sure, will have something cool in the works. He's got some fun stuff laying around.
Yeah,
we've got random stuff. Hannah will probably get a full rebuild after Kyle gets that check from winning.
Just get a new car with that.
Yeah, there you go.
Treat yourself.
Another eBay kit.
But again, thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Roy. Thank you, Deidre. That's it. And welcome to start of a new season of podcast. Bye.